My great-grandfather had a sawmill, my grandfather had a sawmill, and my father had a sawmill, all at the same, you know, the same sawmill.
Your grandfather was also born in Kennel?
No, he was born in, you know, outside Lorraine.
Your grandfather?
Yeah, and my great-grandfather.
Okay, when did he come to...
He came in this country in about 1831. That was to New Orleans.
Your grandfather?
Yeah, my grandfather, yeah. About, might have been 1835. It's around in 1830s, they came from Alsace Lorraine. See, my great-grandfather came over and brought his son with him. His son was not, you know, just a young boy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was 7 years old, my grandfather was. And he came from, my grandfather was born in Alsace Lorraine, just like my great-grandfather. And they moved to the Kill. Up in the Culver County, and then married and moved to the Kill.
When did they move to Kent?
About 1850.
So he was still a young man.
Yeah, he must have been about 21 years old, right? You know, because he was in the Civil War, but that was 1860.
Yeah, he wasn't but a baby when he came to America.
Well, I think he was just a boy, maybe 7, 8 years old, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, he's about 7 or 8 years.
So he was still in his 20s when he came to...
Right, he was still a young man, about... Might have just been around 21, I don't know. Yeah, he could have been around 21. Between 20 and 25 years old.
He started a lumber yard?
A sawmill. My great-grandfather really started, and when he came back from the Civil War, really, it's whenever he started working in the sawmill, really. I mean, that's when they really, well, they had it started, but it began to operate more after the Civil War. And then, my grandpa was still living. My great-grandpa was still living after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. He stayed there with my grandmother at the Civil War, take care of what children they had, you know.
Now, your father, you said, was born in Kennel. He was also lumber.
Sawmill.
Sawmill lumber.
Yeah, he was born in a sawmill and worked in a sawmill. Then he also operated the sawmill.
Now, his education. Can you tell me about his education?
Education was about the eighth grade. That's, you know, about high as the school they had there in the Kill. You know.
But he learned to read and write.
Oh, yeah.
And your mother, can you tell me about her, where she was born? What she did and her education?
My mother was from New Orleans in about the eighth grade, too, I think.
Uh-huh.
She didn't have high school, but eighth grade, I think.
How did your father meet her?
It was through going selling lumber in New Orleans, you know. And also because her brother married his sister too. That was a kind of a connection there, but you know, they was in business together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, they was operating business together. And I know they got connected to going to New Orleans to sell lumber, and you know, had to go by schooner.
Mm-hmm.
And they would sell their lumber in New Orleans, and then, of course, they got acquainted with people in New Orleans, and that's how my father met her brother, and that's how he met her, you see, through her brother, you know. Both of her brothers. She had two brothers that worked with my daddy in Mississippi in the timber business. Came from Ireland. They was born in Ireland. Because they come from a place named O'Hurley, O-H-E-R-L-I-H-Y, which was, they dropped the old, like a lot of them do now.